Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
These were once taboo.
Yeah.
Reserved for sailors and vagabonds.
There was a story.
Yeah. But now everyone has them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even give them a second look. Still, there is a time in your life where you start something like this.
Yeah.
And you think once you pass that time, you're never going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
But someone very close to this show has made a decision. Some would say a late decision.
Yeah.
To get his ass inked up. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So my brother Ryan, he spends Fridays with us during the bill season. He has made a very surprising decision.
Yeah.
At the age of 37, he is getting his first tattoo.
Ooh. And he already knows what he wants and where he wants it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's thought about it.
It's a tattoo for his two daughters.
Okay.
It's going to be on his arm where everybody gets like their first tattoo, unless you're a woman where you get it on your foot. So this is very weird to me.
To be doing it this late in life.
Okay, so that's one of it, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Like just off the bat, he's not the tattoo type. Like, I love the kid, but he's a big old soft boy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's never pretended to be tough or intimidating. He's charming. He's good at it. Yeah. The kid's charming, man. He is soft and white.
And squeezable.
Very squeezable. He's never in his life before mentioned getting a tattoo. You think that would come up at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
We shared a room.
Or it's something you've been wanting for years, and now's the time.
But to what you just said, Tommy,
The
most surprising thing about this to me, he is way too old to get his first tattoo.
Yeah.
I would have thought at 37, the tattoo ship has set sail.
You start regretting the tattoo you got at 21.
That's true.
Great point.
But maybe he's feeling like, he finally has something that he's passionate enough about that he wants it permanently on his skin.
On his body.
Okay.
You know, like, I have these two beautiful children that I care so much about. Like, I want to do something to honor them.
Okay. You just be their dad.
That would be enough.
Yeah. Dang, it's pretty hard. And I get to folks listening, before you freak out, that there are plenty of people who still get tattoos in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. But people who do that normally start getting tattoos in their late teens and early 20s.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're just adding on what you started.
This is his virgin popio cherry on the ink.
Yeah, you got it. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How old is too old to get your first tattoo? Thomas?
I'm going to say you're too old. If you're 28, you ain't inked, don't.
I thought to say 27 was my number.
Yeah. 27?
27. But even that feels a bit late.
It's. I was saying that's the high line,
right? Kimmy, what's your number?
See, for me, there's like a window where it doesn't make sense. So, like, to your point, like, I'm thinking, like, if you don't have a tattoo by like your early 30s, maybe you've never been interested, probably never going to get one. But I think that kind of changes again, like, later in life.
Okay.
When you feel like it's almost now like a bucket list thing. Like, I've never had one. I've always been interested. There's some things that I want to, like, in my life that I you know, want to remember or honor. So, like, maybe, like, that's why in, like, your late 50s or 60s or 70s even, like, you're all of a sudden, like, ready for a tattoo.
Okay, if we're going to make an exception, I guess there's one exception for older folks, the memorial tattoo.
To who?
Anyone that, like, passes.
Yeah, but you're old. No, who are you memorializing?
Someone that would pass. The older you get, the more likely it is you're going to lose someone you love.
Yeah, we're also going to lose you pretty quick, so what's the point?
Okay, for God's sake.
That's the dumbest age to do that is my age. Because no, I'm going to die soon.
I didn't say dust. I said older.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, no, I can't
I'm going to do a tribute to somebody, and then I'm going to croak.
No, you have no...
What a waste. Putting ink on an old fart is such a waste of money. It is,
you
man.
You are pissing off
I'm sorry,
so many
man.
People. So many people.
Your pre-croaked right ass is going to invest in your dead-ass skin that's going in the crematorium or in the ground.
Everybody is pre-croaked. We're all dying every day.
I am extreme pre-croak.
Okay.
Yeah, like
to the extreme.
So my dad has been talking about this for years, and I think it's like he's gotten to the point where I feel like I've experienced so much in life. This is something I've never done, something I've always been kind of interested in. So even he's been asking questions about getting tattoos.
How old's your dad?
He is 65.
So what does he want to get? Any ideas?
Oh, now all of a sudden your dad wants one. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because if it's Mountain Dew,
his
drink of choice.
He's changed his mind a bunch of times. Like, there was, when he first started talking about it, we had to talk him out of it because he wanted to do, like, the armband thing, that thing that was really big in, like, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, that's a little dated. Let's do some research here before you actually commit. He hasn't talked about it in a while, though.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks are waiting on hold. I don't know. The other weird thing before we get to the calls here with my brother Ryan at 37, going to get his he's by the way, it's done. He's planned.
Yeah.
He's got his appointment. He's ready to go.
All right.
Right? So it's going to happen. And like,
I mean, you let him do it.
Well, I'm not going to stop him.
No.
I'm going to make fun of him.
Oh, you're going to rag on him.
Already started. The other strange thing you share with me, because I told him, like, straight to his face, mm-hmm. like, bro, you're too old. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, is this a midlife crisis? Like, what's
going
on?
Oh, it is definitely that.
He said that this tattoo, he goes, no, this is just the first in a plan I have. He wants a sleeve. Soft boy Ryan wants a sleeve.
Man, that sleeve is such
takes a lot
bad
longer than
luck.
You think to get there.
I like the sleeve look.
Yeah, if you're a batter for St. Louis.
If you're a batter for St. Louis, bro, you
like if you're not an athlete, who at that age and that arm, and I've seen his arm.
Sleeves.
That's a lot of ink.
What are you? Batter for St. Louis over there? A lot of bottles over there. Bottle factory?
Yeah, you can't. You're not an athlete, man.
He wants the sleeve. He's going to go get the sleeve. I guess he's going to go get the sleeve.
Little by little.
By the way, it would be the only sleeve he has without gravy stains on it.
He's going to look diabetic.
Well, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let's talk to Sandy. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? I'm a 71-year-old woman, and I got my first tattoo at 69.
Nice.
I don't even want to know where, man. Tell me it ain't near the...
It's on my back, just below my neck. I can wear almost anything and you can't see it. It's covered.
Then why'd you get it on your neck and the back for your boyfriend?
What did you get?
Well, I got a picture of a man kissing the back of my neck.
That's funny. Come on. Is that not funny?
That's not what you got.
70-year-old.
I was 69.
Okay.
And
why?
I was not drunk.
Why did you do it at 69 after all these years of not having one?
Okay, so I'm widowed 6 years ago. I thought I had found the new love of my life.
Okay.
And the first date we had, he came up behind me and kissed me on the back of my neck.
Aww.
To surprise me. And he said, I don't know if you're going to like it or you're going to hate it. I said, no, I love it. So it became our thing.
You still with him?
I got the tattoo. No, he turned out to be a jerk.
So you got ink and he's a douche. Like, that's two mistakes you made.
But now I want another tattoo.
What I say, like on my ears? I know what I'm doing.
Sandy, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
God bless you, honey.
All right, there goes. So she said, go for it. She said, go for it.
All right, go for it.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get it, get us. Karen writes, my dad didn't get his first two until his early 70s. I felt kind of bad for the artist, honestly. Well, they had to use clips to, like, hold his skin out. 252-WCMF, you have officially shaken the tree. I'm getting nothing but vitriol on Facebook right now. People flipping the F out, calling
Old
you
ink.
Idiot. I this comes in from Luann.
What?
I'll just say, when it comes to, like, late tattoo. Luann sounds like a woman that would get a late tattoo.
Luann?
Luann writes, shut up, Tommy. I started getting tattoos in my 50s. I'm in my early 60s now. It's addicting. I love it. You should do it. It makes you feel good about your body at an age where you start to feel really bad about your body. That's a good point.
Okay, if you feel bad about your body,
yes.
Why put things on it that draw more attention to a body you don't like?
Well, can't you also argue you're covering up the sins that you don't love?
Oh, yeah, it's
on a 50-year-old woman?
You're putting something that you enjoy on
right.
You turn yourself into a canvas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Ryan's a huge canvas. It'd be like, you need Banksy. 252-WCMF. My brother Ryan, at 37 years old, is getting his first tattoo. We're talking how old is too old for the first tattoo. Mm. Jeff is on CMF. Hey, Jeff, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, Jeff. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, I'm 65, just turned 65 in March, and my daughters, I only have two daughters, right? I don't have a son. I talked to them in the past about, hey, when you have a kid, you know, get our last name into their name, middle name or something like that. So on Father's Day, they didn't tell me where we were going. We ended up at a tattoo parlor, and they had me write my last name in cursive, like my signature.
Okay.
And they each got that tattooed onto their arm.
Oh.
So that the name would carry on. And then I had never had a tattoo, so I got it too.
You got your own name tattooed on. Okay. All right.
So you did this on a whim right then and there.
Yeah. I had like 7 minutes to decide if I was getting one too.
Oh, man, bro.
So anyhow, it's pretty cool because we'll always be able to make sure if we're too drunk that we can remember what our name is, you can look down at your arm.
Right.
That's not romantic. That's not a nice story.
You had so much
story.
To say to Sandy. What about Jeff here?
Oh, it sounds like a fine man who knows what he's doing.
Did you run out of steam? What happened?
Well, I don't know if there's a bad story behind this. I don't want to say
he literally,
oh, now you're worried about that.
I mean, I don't know if the guy's widowed or something. I don't know.
She literally, Sandy said. Or
well, she brought it up. I don't know.
All right, so Jeff, you don't regret it? You're glad you did it?
Yeah, I did. It's really not, it's not huge, but it was something really cool. I lost my wife, their mom, about 8 years
See,
ago.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
Now you're sensitive about it. No,
because
sensitive.
He didn't bring it up. You know, I mean, I didn't want to hurt the guy.
Well, you know what? It's all good, man. I might get another one, but
don't get another one, man.
Why not? If you got one, you
don't listen
it.
To Kimmy.
Do it, Jeff.
Says
do
man
it.
Who listens to Kimmy about all his outfits when she's like, "Ooh, that looks cool."
Well, one of my daughters is getting married in a couple of weeks, and I was messing with her and said, "Yeah, I'm going to show up at your wedding with a sleeve." Now that you got me started,
Jeff.
They know I'm not doing that.
Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
What?
Could have done it without the end there. Where'd you go?
What? Well, I didn't know. I didn't want to say nothing.
Shut up. You're such a pansy.
I know.
You're such a bitch. Let me tell you what I think about them. Oh, yes, sir. It sounds like a great idea, sir. Leanne writes us on Instagram,
wait,
Duffy
on
WCMF. She says, where'd it go? I'm sorry. Someone was asking, where's Skyler to stand up for tattoos? Our resident tattoo artist. He's right here.
Ah, there you go.
He's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, what's up, buddy?
Morning, boys. Yep. I've given people their first tattoo. The oldest were probably 87 years old.
87?
Did he pay up front?
Yeah. and when she left, she said, thank you. You know, it was something I just wanted to check off my bucket list. And I said, you'll be back. So, no, I'm not coming back.
Never heard back from her.
She came back three times, and she's a regular now.
Okay, can I ask a serious question?
Wait, she's still around?
Yeah, she's gotten one every year on her birthday, and then she decided since she turned 90, she comes every 6 months now instead.
Okay, Skyler, serious question, because you being an artist, is it harder to tattoo old
it's gotta
skin?
Be.
It's not that it's harder. It's different. You just have to be more, you
it's
have to
brittle.
Turn the machine down a little bit, go a little less deep. It's not harder.
I would be afraid.
Doing.
What?
She croak on the in the chair.
No, she's not gonna. How
would you don't think a 90-year-old could croak in a chair? That's how most 90-year-olds croak
in a chair.
Jeez. Then you should come and get one.
You suck so hard. All right, so Skylar, as a professional, what is your opinion, the age cutoff for your first tattoo?
He wants his money.
There's not one. There shouldn't be one. Why? Why would there be one? My father always said you can only be too young to get a tattoo. You can't be too old.
Ooh.
Interesting take.
Put that on a T-shirt and sell it in Skylar's tattoo shop.
I did Ben's first tattoo, and we've done another one since then, and we've become friends through tattooing.
Social scene is on fire.
Well, it's interesting to bring that up, Skylar. Ben is actually on hold
also. Oh, my God.
How about a combo Ben-Skylar situation? Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
That's not pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, Skylar. You want to say hi to Ben? Ben, Skylar.
What's up, my brother?
Not much. Headed into work. But, yeah, I was calling because I waited until I was 40 to get my first tattoo, and I plan on having Skylar doing one for me and my kids.
Oh, that's nice. Oh. Now, Skylar, you had never met Ben before you put ink on him, right?
No, never. And it's because of you guys that Ben and I have met. And I would love to do your brother's tattoo. My shop is called Sky High Ink. And 30 years strong, brother. I would love to take your brother's virginity. That's what it's called when you get your first tattoo.
So put him in that chair. Make a man out of him.
Turn the light on, too. He turns on a light that signifies to the whole town of Perry that somebody's getting their first tattoo. And honestly, it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, I had to take a couple breaks because the pain did get to me, but Skylar did an awesome job.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Well, okay, I'm glad we have. By the way, Ben, I heard a little rumor. There's something going on this weekend, buddy.
What's happening?
Tomorrow, I know Skylar's going, but I was trying to get a bunch of the kiosk crew to go to a baseball game for my birthday.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
All right, so Skylar's going to be there. If you want to meet break room celebrities, Skylar and Ben, they're going to be at the Red Wings game tomorrow night.
There's some highly, that's real entertainment there, Tommy. Good job.
The show you just called?
It's highly real entertainment, Tommy. Highly real.
The funniest part of the show is how dumb you are.
Yeah, take that.
Zing.
That and more tomorrow night at the Red Wings game with Skylar and Ben.
Ain't that on the neck.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday, brother. See you tomorrow.
All right, there goes Ben and Skylar.
Official sound of the break room.
It really is the official sound of the break room. All right, everybody on hold. We got to move on. I appreciate the call.
Chester.
Good. I hope you're dying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This may have been a rude awakening.
Oh.
Because in some places where the cops aren't always around, folks kind of make up their own laws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they believe them. Mm-hmm. They just decide things because they think that's how it should be. And what this man was arrested for in May, oh no, excuse me, what this man was arrested for may be an eye-opener to people across the greater Rochester area, because it turns out you can get in serious trouble for being under the influence in this.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. Comes to us from Canandaigua.
Mm.
Around 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Police say they spotted a man driving without headlights or taillights on North Main Street.
So nothing turned on.
Nothing is turned on.
All right.
But here's the thing, Tommy. He was not driving a car.
What?
He was driving a golf cart.
Oh.
Authorities pulled him over, which, sidebar, must be the funniest damn thing in the world to see ever. Lights and sirens with the golf cart sitting there. God. Do you sit in the golf cart and wait like you're in a car?
You might as well.
License and registration, please.
Mm.
They gave him a field sobriety test, and sure enough, police say he was drunk.
Yeah.
He was arrested, and he has a court date coming up. And if the allegations are true, there are a lot, Tommy, in this story that went wrong.
Because
first off, state law says you're not allowed to drive a golf cart on public roads unless it is registered. And I understand that you can do that now.
They make street legal ones.
Yes, but you can't just take a golf cart on the road. That is very illegal. Second, the laws involving drinking and driving apply the same to a golf cart as they would a regular-ass car.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually talked about this earlier this week when we were discussing the man who was arrested after he face-planted, according to police, while drunk on a homemade gasoline-powered scooter. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The same DWIs applying to golf carts as they would a car, you wouldn't know that if you walk around any suburb in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
Because Kemi touched on this a couple days ago.
It's been an explosion.
When the hell did everyone in neighborhoods in the suburbs get golf carts?
It's insane. And they don't even have anywhere to go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. See, I always thought this was...
it was a rich guy thing.
Well, no, I always thought it was more common growing up in Greece just because so many people live... Like, they became very good friends with their neighbors. They lived, like, near their family members who are also in the same neighborhood. So I kind of thought it was just, like, a go-between between homes.
This was not a thing until, like...
You only saw it in like, old folk communities. Like, the villages... What is it, the village in Florida?
Yeah, the villages,
Like, they have, like, 50,000 registered golf carts in that community.
I think there are multiple in my parents' neighborhood.
But that makes sense. I mean, they're of that age.
It's the retirement people.
Yeah, but it's not just the retirement people anymore.
No, it's not.
Because now every town in the greater Rochester area has multiple neighborhoods where you will see people tooling around in their golf carts on the street next to regular cars.
It looks scary as crap to me.
I agree with you there, too.
Man, I would not want to have my ass that exposed next to a freaking moving car.
I mean, I guess
I've also seen them full of kids, like the kids drive, like the preteen kids driving his buddies around.
Oh, it's got to be a ball for a kid.
During the day, it's kids driving them. Yeah. At night, it's people that have had too much to drink.
Yeah, you've had wine.
Yeah, they don't want to drive home, so they take the golf cart. And it feels like it. If I'm wrong, tell me. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, that the biggest reason most people get these golf carts in the suburbs is to have a way home from the neighbors after they've been drinking.
So my brother has one in this community he lives in, and it's in the mountains. And this thing struggles to move around because it's not built for mountains.
Hills,
it ain't a mountain cart.
No. And it's got ground effects and mag wheels.
Mag wheels.
Has mag wheels, little ones, and it's got ground effects. You can't look like a bigger wine douche rolling to a party with the undercarriage lit up.
But like past the douchiness of that golf cart, and that does sound pretty douchey.
Yeah.
It seems the reason people have gotten these golf carts to drive around after they've had too much to drink in their neighborhood is because they have just decided it's not against
the law. I'm not going to hurt anybody.
Well, I'm not doing anything
wrong.
Yeah,
what am I going to do?
They have made a decision, and they have justified in their heads that as far as they are concerned, this is totally legal, which is strange because it may be the most illegal thing you can do on a road. And, like, what is even more mind-blowing, like, these things ain't cheap.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, you can buy them, like you said, all tricked out now. Not only the ground effects, they got stereos in them. They got seats hanging off the side, hanging off the back.
You
got
to get the vanity plate on the back.
Yep.
No money.
No one ever says a damn thing about it, though. Like, we see these stories in the city all the time. And don't get me wrong, it is an issue, right? Yeah. With the ATVs and the dirt bikes and everything. This is dangerous. This is terrifying. Yeah, yeah. We have never seen anyone call the cops or the cops arrest someone simply for driving a golf cart down the road, which is illegal. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Am I wrong? I mean, like with the explosion of the golf carts lately, is this just keeping up with the Joneses culture?
Gotta be. You know, one gets it, the other one gets it, or you buy a used one or something.
And but maybe the golf carts aren't on as many like main roads as they are like those side streets.
Yeah, it's usually neighborhood.
From, and,
so it's, you know, you're probably going to get less people calling about it.
Right, and you're more... You're not going to get the cops busting you as frequently as you're rolling down Main Street in Canandaigua.
Or ever. Yes, you're right. And I mean, by the way, this guy's drunk, too. Who knows if he's not drunk at 4 in the morning if the cops just tell him, get home and what the hell are you doing here, right? 252 WCMF. Again, story out in Canandaigua. A man was arrested 4 o'clock in the morning after police pulled him over in a golf cart, no lights, no taillights.
Well, he really missed a turn. Jesus.
You got a hot dog? You got a hot dog? They say he was also drunk. He was arrested, charged with a DWI. And like we said, everything about this is illegal. You know, you said you buy these golf carts with nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Even more strange, it's not like the people that have these have compounds that necessitate a golf cart.
That's the thing. You're not rich. I know you think you're rich, but you ain't rich. It has to have an area where we have money.
It does feel like they're buying these things just to show off.
Yeah, it'll take the cart.
Right? So you would argue that the neighborhood golf cart, no, tricked out or not, is a douchey item.
King douche.
Oh, king douche. All right. Bigger douche. Sailboat in the driveway, golf cart.
Oh, in the driveway.
Sailboat in the driveway. Well, okay, well, what? It's not being used.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
Sailboat owner, golf cart, bigger douche.
I gotta give it to the golf cart.
Really?
Yeah, because like the sailboat, you can go sailing.
I like sailing, guys.
And I do.
Guys, I'm dressed to go sailing.
But you're not gonna go golfing. You're just gonna ride around your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Which is in walking distance of everything you want to do.
Yeah. I also, and that's the other thing, like you can walk home drunk just fine.
Yeah, I've done it many a night.
Why would you not just do that?
All right, here's the douchiest look you can have.
Okay.
Husband and wife, this is my brother and his wife. Husband and wife go into a party, got all the party snacks in the back. She's also holding the dog.
Oh.
So she's got the miniature dog. They got
snacks,
a miniature poodle.
Dog. Yeah.
And they're going to a party.
Oh.
That's King Douche.
Okay.
That's kind of what you expect for somebody going to a party on a golf cart. I mean, all right. It all fits.
But let me ask you this question. Yeah. As we all agree in the room that the golf cart is douchey, I'll start with Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
If you were offered a free golf cart for your neighborhood, would you take it?
Probably.
Tommy, if you were offered a free golf cart, would you take it?
Oh, hell yeah.
So that makes you giant douchey.
Yes, I know that, though. But I also have multiple golf cart outfits.
Yes, you do.
I have golf cart loafers. Some of my shoes actually look like golfing shoes.
Those look like golfing
shoes. Yes.
You look like Lee Trevino right now.
And I would love to be the Mary Max.
Yeah, because where you live, too, it's like you're just kind of far away enough where it would be a long walk, like if you wanted to go to restaurants and stuff. But the golf cart, though,
you're
there
legal.
In like 2 minutes.
Now you're talking about how excited you are about getting a golf cart.
He's even got places to go.
Seriously? Well, he's got nowhere to go. Where's he going?
Run right up to the creamery.
Too far. I don't want to waste the electricity. You know what it costs?
I'm surprised.
25 cents an hour to charge this thing.
I'm surprised there aren't more golf cart parking spots in your town.
Well, you don't want to encourage people in Pittsburgh to use golf carts because everyone would go out and get one.
Yeah,
and it's already hard to navigate people walking in Pittsburgh because I don't know if you've ever been to Pittsburgh. People just start walking.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of the street.
I got a flag. You can't hit me. I got a flag. So with the prominence of golf carts in suburban neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And the story we have here in Canandaigua of this man getting arrested for a DWI on a golf cart at 4 o'clock in the morning. Maybe the state needs to put something out to let people know what they can get DWIs on. Because we talked earlier this week about getting a guy who got a DWI on a scooter.
Yep.
I have a friend whose buddy got a DWI on a motorized cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Happened at a Bills game.
Yeah.
Have you seen these motorized coolers?
Yeah, I have seen them at NASCAR events.
Okay. So for those who haven't seen these, it's a cooler. It's got wheels on each corner.
Yeah.
It's got a stick that comes out of the front, mm-hmm. and you steer with it.
You sit on the lid.
You got it. And he was driving it around the parking lot of the Bills game, and a cop gave him a DWI. he got a cooler DWI. Yeah. But if anything that has a motor on it, if you've been drinking, you're in trouble. We found out the other day, horses.
Yep.
And we're not sure if that's you being drunk or the horse being drunk.
Yeah, don't get your horse drunk.
Yeah. Well, Toby Keith said I could. Okay. And even bicycles, if they want to be sticklers, you can get a DWI on those.
Oh, I thought that was a definite.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you're on the road,
man.
No, yeah.
I understand.
I think anything that moves in the road, if you on it and drunk, you're in trouble.
No, I get it. I'm not encouraging anything.
Yeah.
But you don't see a lot of bicycle DWIs, and you can't tell me half the people on bikes aren't drunk.
Well, is that because it's if you're too drunk, it's hard to even get that thing going?
Well, you're already laying on the ground.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What I am dying to know, however, with the story that started this conversation, where the hell this guy was going?
I'm guessing at 4 a.m. I'm hoping home.
Okay, so it happened on a Friday night.
4 a.m.
4 a.m. golf cart, but he's on Main Street in
Canada. Yeah, but is he heading... Yeah. Up Main Street or down towards the lake?
I don't know.
That's a big difference.
Are you asking if he's going down on Main Street?
Yeah, I'm hoping he was going home.
But where are you?
Because everything's closed.
But where are you coming from at 4 o'clock in the morning? Like, bro, that's a late night. Late drinking night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, you could have been, like, parking lot drinking. You could have been out drinking and messing.
No, but here's the thing. We also talked.
Coming from your gal's house.
We also talked about how, you know, people with golf carts want to project the idea of, well, so you wouldn't be parking lot drinking. Like, I'm guessing you're.
Well, he didn't get the wealth message. He's got one of them country carts.
He's got one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all right, look, Kimmy, can you give me Google what the get-in-the-door price on a golf cart would be?
Brand new.
Yeah, like right. Brand new. I don't want all the tricked out everything. I just want a golf cart.
Cub Cadet.
It's got to be a couple $1,000s.
Oh, I was thinking 6G.
Oh, but for just a normal one?
A nice four-seater.
Basic two-seater starts around $5,000.
Okay.
$5,000. Yeah. God damn.
That's what I mean.
So, you know, you see those ones that have, like, you can get the whole damn thing. It has, like, two rows, three rows.
Yeah.
Yeah, holy. The SUV of golf carts. Yeah.
It's like a limo.
Yeah, so, I mean.
It's like what you drive the Pagulas around in.
So to have a disposable $5,000.
Yeah, you got banked. Yeah. But you could get used ones, bro. There's got to be a ton of used.
Okay, but even used, you're still going to spend, what, $2,500, $3,000, right?
Maybe,
no?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, my God, this makes me so mad. Every year, for every holiday that involves buying food, these people come out and they're like, here's what it's going to cost.
You can't do it, man.
Like, are they stuck in the 50s?
It has to be.
Okay. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the 4th of July is officially a week away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on a Friday, so you know it's going to be Cookout Central.
Oh, yeah, fired up.
High fives all over the place. And if you're planning on having a cookout for the 4th of July, I mean, there are lots of people who have decided to pass on doing that because food prices are so high.
Mm-hmm.
Folks that are cutting back.
Yeah.
But there's good news.
What's the good news?
Well, the American Farm Bureau put out their annual What It Will Cost 4th of July Cookout. So this cookout is for 10 people.
Oh, that's a good crew.
And if you want to feed 10 people,
according
to the American Farm Bureau, it will cost you $70.92.
For 10 people?
10 people.
Kind of chintz-ass slop you grilling?
Okay, so in this story, they did not put out what the actual breakdown is. They normally break it down. I do not have a breakdown this year. If you're spending $10 a person, at your 4th of July cookout.
Not even.
Don't have a 4th of July cookout.
They better be thin people.
Yeah, it's $7. Wait, is it $7 a person?
Well, you said 10 people, $70, so it's less than $10 a person.
Yeah, $7.
You ain't feeding kids for that.
Let me tell you this. Like, choosing what cookout to go to on a holiday, right, unless you have an obligation you have to meet, it's a very important decision.
Yeah.
Right?
You only get so many of these a season.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And at your age, you only have so many left while you're
breathing. This
may be it. I mean, and for those who don't know, I mean, Tommy usually eats like a bitch, but on the 4th of July,
that's his day.
He has not one, but two hot dogs.
Dos doggos.
Wow.
So delicious.
So if I'm going to choose your place,
and
I show up and you have spent $7.
You're King Chintz.
I am out of my
You got a raggedy grill.
Oh.
Yeah, there's an expectation of having too much.
Right?
Yeah.
I want
leftovers.
Yes.
I want all the sides.
You really got to plan for two meals for a cookout like the 4th of July. Normally they go long.
Yeah.
So you'll eat early.
Yeah.
Right? Hang out, whatever. Swim, play yard games, whatever. And then I'm expecting more food.
Yeah, you got to reheat the grill.
Sometimes you get two of the same sides, just slightly different versions.
Yeah.
So that's what I want.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay, What is the bare minimum that you will accept from a cookout on the 4th of July, 252-WCMF, 252-920?
You're talking like what I'm going to see on my plate or what it's going to cost?
All right, let's talk plate. When you walk in, the food that you are expecting, the bare minimum where you are happy,
well,
you are...
super bare minimum?
Yeah.
All right. Well, burgers.
Burger, okay.
Dogs.
Okay.
All right. Cheese on those burgers.
So you want a cheeseburger?
I want the option.
Okay.
And you got to have a sausage.
Wait, okay. Oh. I think we've gone a bridge too far.
No,
we're
talking
base here.
Yeah. You think sausage is base?
Yeah. I'm Italian, man. I mean, I never saw my parents not grill Italian sausage and had the peppers and onions in a pan.
No, I get that wherever your mother went, there was going to be a ton of sausages.
She loved her sausage.
When it comes...
They called her Edie full of sausage.
I'm supposed to do that joke, man.
Sorry.
Sick freak.
Sorry. So, yeah, all right. I'll take sausage off the
table. We're not getting over this. I find it weird. Yeah. In your privileged East Side
I wasn't stuff. Done.
Wait, there's more?
I want cheese on my burger.
You want a cheese option for your burger.
No, I agree with the
and
cheese.
By the way,
I kind of assumed it would already come with cheese. But
two cheese options.
Shut up. Now you're.
No, you gotta go yellow and white, man. And you gotta go red and white on the dogs.
Okay, can we talk about this?
You gotta have mixed Zweigel, right? You had the whites and the reds.
So yeah. You won't even accept a sub Zweigel hot dog.
No, it's got to be, you got to go Z, and I want red and white.
Okay.
Burgers, two options on the cheese.
Okay, but the yellow and the white cheese are the same cheese, you know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but you got to get people not, because some people just
like
want one or the other.
No, it's the same, it's both American.
Yeah.
I know, but people want what they want.
No, that doesn't make, I'm not going to get you two colors of cheese that taste the same.
It's not
look
like
at
Swiss
you, man,
and American.
Chins. Goddamn wife's a doctor, you can't give me white cheese.
It's the same cheese. You like if you want if you ask me for Swiss, I'll get you Swiss, but even that's not bare minimum.
All right, is it I want sausage. I think sausage should be on the grill.
Okay.
And then you want to talk sides.
Yeah, what do we got for sides?
All right. Well, you gotta have your standards.
Okay.
All right. You gotta have your mac salad, tater salad.
Okay. Are we talking homemade or is it okay to buy store brand sides?
Hey, you can go store.
Kimmy, would you agree?
I prefer the homemade, but Wegmans does make a pretty decent pasta set.
You can buy it in a bucket.
Okay, so we got potato mac. Go ahead.
Okay, then you got to have slaw.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you there.
And then you have to have more of a spiral pasta salad.
Okay.
With Italian dressing.
Let's talk
with like little chunks of mozzarella and little pieces of pepperoni.
Pepperoni. That's, sometimes I put basil in it.
That's the worst of the salad.
No, yeah. It's not. It's
the pasta summer salad has to be
that's
there.
That's the most delicious of the salad.
You have to have melon.
Okay, go. What are you for?
So now
no, you got to have watermelon.
Okay, this is going beyond like basic.
Well, you watermelon say, is
what,
not
you
basic.
Say, if you're having 10 people over, you need a melon.
No, you don't.
I mean, these are all things you prefer, but we're talking like the most base accepted.
This is base stuff.
Okay.
And then you got to have a dessert. You got to have those patriotic cupcakes with the little flag.
I can get down with that. Okay,
right?
What if
and by the way, you could buy those. You could buy a box of those things cheap.
What if you just have like the patriotic looking cake with like the strawberries and a flag?
Yeah, fine. But it's something red, white, and blues. Celebrate our beautiful country in a dessert form.
The flag dessert kind of feels disrespectful to me.
Why?
I love America. Now let's eat its flag.
Eat the cake. No, but so that's my base.
Bro,
that's soup to nuts. By the way, that's a hell of a party.
No, yeah, it is a hell of a party, but that's not bare minimum. Kimmy, what are you removing from Tommy's bare minimum for your bare minimum party?
Well, like if we're going bare minimum, I don't think you need like the multiple pasta salads. Like you pick one pasta salad.
Okay.
Chintz.
Maybe you throw a potato salad
pasta's
in there.
Pasta's cheap.
Take out the melon, add corn on the cob.
Oh, that's a good call.
Corn on the cob's
right.
A base.
Good catch, Kimmy.
No melon?
I mean,
am I cooling off?
I prefer the melon, but it's not
I know
like,
you
part
do,
of
but
the base plan.
All right.
I've never been to a barbecue where there wasn't watermelon, and I love watermelon, but I've been like, oh, I don't like no watermelon, I'm out of here.
Yeah, but watermelon is like such a fun summer food. Yeah,
like I love a fruit salad, but I don't know if that's like part of the lineup for everybody.
You know, if fruit salad takes away from another dish that could have been there, I'm furious that there's fruit salad.
Right.
I don't want your fruit salad.
All right.
What am I, a monkey? Get out of here with the watermelons.
Got a face for one.
Got a face for a monkey. He's got a face for
a monkey,
he says.
He's got a face for a monkey. And what about apps?
That's what the sides are. Are you talking about, wait, there's no such thing as grilling apps.
No, but you're talking about the pre-meal meal.
Right, people coming in
dips.
Early, you serve them beer, you serve them a glass of wine or something. You gotta have chips, dip.
Okay, those aren't
nuts.
Apps, those are snacks.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So, there chips. Will always be at least a buffalo chicken dip at 4th of July.
Or that Asiago
spinach
artichoke.
Artichoke. Rock chalk, artichoke, Jayhawk.
So, yeah, you need chips, dip, and you know what you got to have.
What's that?
Well, you won't be the king?
No, we're talking again.
You want the crown of chintz.
How are you so bad at this?
Shrimp platter.
Shrimp.
You got to have the shrimp platter.
No, shrimp is above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
It's warm if you're having it outside.
And you can't
buy. You put it on ice.
Shut up.
I know,
bro,
that.
Shrimp is so effing expensive.
It's not effing expensive.
It is.
Well, what sucks about shrimp is there's always one guy that stands by the shrimps and finishes all the shrimp before anybody even gets there.
And that guy is always over 55, by the way. It's you. It's my dad. It's Kimmy's dad.
We appreciate shrimp, man.
My dad.
That says class.
My wife, we had shrimp cocktail at our vow renewal a couple years ago.
Yeah.
My dad got there late. All the shrimp cocktail was gone because you ate it all.
I did. I tore it up.
And my dad wandered around for 20 minutes bitching about how the shrimp was gone.
I was doubling up on those shrimp every time.
I think the shrimp goes too fast.
Yes. No, I mean, like, okay, let me ask you this. 252-WCMF, the American Farm Bureau says the average 4th of July cookout for 10 people this year will cost $70.92.
And you ain't drinking a sip of booze.
Okay, well, yeah, that does not include beer in what they list here. But Tommy is going through his bare minimum, and it sounds like a 7-course meal in Paris, for God's sake.
You'd want to come to my party for sure.
Again. It sounds like a great party. I'm talking the bare minimum for where I'm happy. All right, let me ask you this. And I see you guys on hold. Give me 1 second. Let's say I get a shrimp platter. How many shrimp per person is necessary?
So you got to get a minimum 2-pound platter. Probably you need to do double bag. You probably need 4 pounds of shrimp.
4 pounds of shrimp?
So what is that per person? What do you expect? How many?
That's a full platter. That's a full nice platter of shrimp. That's a dazzler. Like, that's a centerpiece. That's going to pop.
Bro, it's a cookout.
What's that?
How many do you think you'll put down?
Me?
Yeah.
I could eat shrimp all effing day.
Yeah, but this isn't a buffet for you, man. It's a cookout.
I get it. I get it. My share.
I don't
think
you get it.
I don't think you get it.
Like, people are understanding this now. Like, CJ writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get it. She says cornhole, beer, burgers. She's done.
Yeah, because she's a chintz woman.
This woman. 252-WCMF. You argued you have to have a sausage.
Yes. Nice Italian sausage with the peppers and the onions on the pan on the side.
Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, Jimmy. Guy.
So, Zwaggle White Hots are considered a sausage.
All right, let's not start this debate because they're not sausages. They're not.
I think they are considered that, though.
I understand.
They are considered a sausage.
No, I understand. Tommy's considered a radio personality, but we all know how that's going.
we know that's untrue.
Like, Jim, it's like the same debate as a hot dog a sandwich. Like, technically it is a sandwich, but it's not really a sandwich. Like, I understand what Tommy says.
It's not a sandwich.
I hate Jim.
I've never gone to Jim's house.
I have a hatred of Jim with a passion of a thousand suns right now.
Sorry, Jim.
All right, Jim. Great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Zweigels aren't sausages.
I understand that. Okay. That's why I said you need a sausage base.
Polish or Italian?
Italian. I go Italian with the peppers and onions.
No, I'm not saying that's not
good.
So
you're talking like kielbasa?
It's
a fine sausage.
No, you could go kielbasa. Like, I'm talking about like the traditional, like a traditional, like straight up Polish sausage has like a specific taste that I love.
I always just call it kielbasa.
Okay, yeah, but you say a lot of wrong things. I love Italian sausage.
I think it's a crowd pleaser, Italian sausage.
I love Italian sausage, but I think if I had the choice, I'm going to go Polish sausage.
All right, go ahead.
Is that...
Yeah, a little weird.
Well, no, but I mean, Italian sausage is
everywhere.
What do
you serve with? Peppers and onions?
Yeah. Well, I'll go just pepper or just onions on it. Like,
no peppers?
Nah. Not on the...
See, like you're backing out of the sausage game.
No,
baby.
And I'm not going...
Why not have it just to have it as an option?
I'll go peppers and onions on the Italian. I just go straight onions on the Polish.
Yeah.
And sauerkraut.
Mm. Oh, you can do a little kraut. Mm-hmm. The only thing about sauerkraut, man, does it smell. It
smells good.
Like, sauerkraut just like takes over everything.
I can eat... sauerkraut out of a bowl.
Ew,
with a
fork. That's nasty.
I
a bowl of like shredded ass.
I had a roommate that used to do that, and she didn't finish the whole thing, and she would put it in the fridge later, and it like the smell of it, I can't do.
I can't imagine kissing some woman that just ate a bowl of sauerkraut.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting a boner thinking about it.
Like, how did you even get your mouth down there?
With that.
Well, that got weird.
Yeah, of course it did. He's all wound up. He had like a pixie stick before the show or something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.